chimpanzees share with us 99.4 the same sequence of genes, not just genes, sequence of genes. Between you and I, we share 99.8. They share with us 99.4. That's very close. Chimpanzees are marvelous because they can resist, they have resistance to AIDS, to cancer, and to hepatitis C. They're very bad illnesses that humans do not have resistance. So they are so close to us that medical doctors using, unfortunately, hundreds of thousands of chimpanzees in their labs in just the United States alone, putting hepatitis C on them and putting AIDS on them and just researching them because they're so close. They have the same heart. Their heart could be transplanted into humans. The same blood groups, the same liver, the same kidneys, which could be transplanted to humans, but it's too long to grow. That's why they don't use them. It's just it takes the same. And plus, they, like humans, they could learn up to 1,200 words in sign language. They're really intellectual, so it's kind of inhuman to use their organs for transplantation. I was thinking, if they're so close, why don't we rub some of their health onto us? And I decided to see what they eat, and I found out that the chimpanzees' diet consists, 45% consists out of greens, not just bananas, as I was thinking before. And then I decided to calculate how much greens average person eats on an average standard diet. So chimpanzees eat half of the diet of fruit, 40% is greens, then a little bit of bark and seeds and nuts, and then 7%, up to 7% insects. And then a standard American diet consists of rice, potato, bread, pasta, mostly carbohydrates, the energy-sustaining diet food. And then animal food is another big chunk. And then, even people who are vegan sometimes not aware that they're eating butter or cheese, or when they go for frozen yogurt, for example, they just, you know, it's animal food, eggs in some crust of some pizza or something. And then humans eat oils, which chimpanzees don't eat and doesn't exist in nature. And then we eat what's called vegetables, but it's mostly carrots. Carrot is the only vegetable sold to us in the bags of 50 pound or 25 pound. We don't buy any other vegetable in such quantities. Do you buy 25 pounds of celery or tomatoes? So we've been told that carrots are really good for us, so we really go for carrots and we juice them a lot. And then, yes, we do eat 2 apples a day. And yes, we do have wilted iceberg lettuce leaf in our Subway sandwich. So these diets are radically different. Then if we compare the diet of raw fooders, which I calculated based on questioning so many raw food eaters, this is the raw fooders' typical diet. We got this part right. In my family, boys were eating 8 to 12 pounds of fruits per day, girls eating 5 to 8. Which is not that much if you think about it. It's just a bag of apple. If you don't eat anything else, that's not a lot. And then we eat a little bit of more greens than normal people. Instead of one wilted iceberg, we just eat 2 charred leaves with lots of dressing, which would be oils and avocados. Lots of dressing. Otherwise, how would you enjoy the salad? Dressing makes the salad. And then the number one mistake that we make, I gave you the sheet of paper that says 7 common mistakes made on raw food, is we try to substitute carbohydrates that we're all missing because we all grew up on that diet, or most of us. So we try to substitute carbohydrates with nuts and seeds, which are up to 80% fat. So we substitute carbohydrates with fat. Whenever we make raw bread, raw cracker, raw crust, raw pie, we use nuts for the base. And in the beginning, it's okay because our body is so lacking everything. It's lacking even normal fat. Even we're overweight, we lack normal fat, raw fat, good fat that we need. So it's okay. Then we, for a while, it's fine. But then when we reach the plateau, it's when the body says, I cannot take nuts anymore. And then it's just too much. And also we overdid on vegetables, which is starch, which is sugar, and very little nutrition, really poor nutrition. In comparison, for example, with greens. Well, it's better than French fries, but most of raw fooders went through the phase when they were just juicing carrots, but drinking them by gallons. Well, if we compare this diet to this diet, Which diet looks better? Please answer. This one is so much better. It's like a revolution. And it explains why people get healthy. They could even stop and reverse cancer and other illnesses. However, if we compare it with what I believe we're supposed to eat, close to that, then I can understand now how the body said, honey, why did you stop? Why didn't you continue improving and going towards the goal, towards the original diet? So I knew that now that it was greens that were missing in my diet. And of course, I hit myself on my head and I said, wow, what took me so long to figure that out? That's on the surface. Of course, in my family, we H-A-T-E greens. Then I was thinking, how could it be that we don't like greens? Because I believe that the body never makes mistakes. I even have the chapter in my book named Human Body Never Makes Mistakes. Then if it does make mistake, I should just leave to eat these greens. But I'm not. I really am not dying to have them. So I was thinking, and if I eat 5 to 8 to 12 pounds of fruit, how much greens I need to eat if it's 45% volume-wise. So that came to 2 bunches of greens per day. Okay, and I started to research what's in the greens, and I found out that greens have absolutely everything that human body needs. Greens have absolutely all essential vitamins. Greens have all essential minerals. Greens have all essential fats, and greens have all essential amino acids. And they have everything else that we don't even know. There is only one thing that greens don't have, which is vitamin B12. Well, and if we would have time, I could go through all of this, but it's all in the book. I'm briefly talking about the previous course because I'm looking forward to sharing with you my newest research. So one day I bought 2 bunches of greens and came to my office, switched off the phone, and I thought, no matter what, my goal and my job today is just to eat these 2 bunches of greens, no matter how long it takes me, and no matter how difficult it is, I'll just sit here and eat these greens. But it didn't work. I failed. After 4 leaves, I felt so nauseated that I couldn't. I just choked on it. I said, I cannot eat them all. And I was looking at this leaf and I was talking to it. I said, leaf. Why are you behaving in such a destructive way? I am suffering from lacking all these nutrients that you have in you, and I want them in, and you don't make me want you. You don't even make me eat you. I want to suffer. I'm willing to take the job, but it's not happening. And there was no answer. I went to the Southern Oregon University that we have in Ashland, to the library, and I started read biology book about greens, and I found out that greens are really, truly, oh my God, they're so amazing. They are the prime food of all creatures because they are coming directly from the sunshine. Chlorophyll is nothing but liquefied sunshine. Chlorophyll is the sun energy turned into carbohydrate. All carbohydrates in the world come from chlorophyll. And it's just amazing symbiotic process how plants feed their microorganisms and make them make certain nutrients, and then they suck them back and they have them stored in the cells in green leaf. And because they're so precious, the leaf is made in such a genius, brilliant way that it couldn't be evaporated, it couldn't be washed away, it couldn't leak out, because they packed in the wooden boxes. We call them cells, cellulose cells, but actually it's wood. And that means that when we eat greens, we have to rapture every single cell in order to open the boxes and get their content. That makes sense. Okay, I'm going to anatomy section, and I open anatomy of human body, and I'm reading, how do we digest greens? And it says there, they have to be chewed to creamy consistency. Aha, I was right, they have to be chewed to creamy consistency. I took one, and I chewed it for 15 minutes, and I spit it on my palm, and it was not creamy consistency. And okay, I'm reading anatomy. It says, when it's chewed to creamy consistency, then it is transferred into the stomach, and in the stomach, humans supposed to have perfect chloric acid, stomach acid from 1 to 0 to 2.0. Well, normal is 2.0 for greens, which will further liquefy it. It will liquefy it, and only when it's liquefied, the small intestines can absorb anything from them. If it's not liquefied, it's just a load on digestive tract, which will cause gas and discomfort. So it has to be liquefied.